Legos have grown to become the most commonplace toy in the world, with more than 5 million manufactured every hour. And they're not just for toy stores and playroom carpets anymore. A new exhibit at the Anchorage Museum focuses on Lego fine arts and how the building blocks fit in with Alaska's own artistic traditions. KSKA's Zachariah Hughes reports.
Julie Decker is the museum's director and curated the Brick by Brick exhibit, which was in the works for a little over 2 years.
The impetus for the exhibition came from seeing that architects were using Legos to create scale models of buildings.
The multi-room show on the building's third floor features installations by globetrotting Lego impresario Nathan Sawaya, one of the very few Lego master builders recognized by the brand's governing body. Sawaya uses the rectangular blocks to make towering monochromatic humanoids and mesmerizing faux fabric dresses, the same way a sculptor manipulates marble or bronze. There are also works by Mike Stimson, a UK artist who recreates iconic photographs like the moon landing and VJ Day Kiss from the cover of Newsweek, but using little yellow Lego figurines. As Decker puts it,
photographs have important stories to tell, so while they seem playful, I think they're actually quite rich in content.
The exhibit does away with distinctions between an artist and an amateur, though. A few feet away from Sawaya's self-portrait, rendered in Lego, of course, is a hall designated for community submissions, which rotate every 2 weeks. These pieces run the gamut, from plans to show off works only by those aged 5 and under, to a detailed replica of the museum itself by a ConocoPhillips contractor on display now. And the commitment to breaking down barriers goes a step further. Just one door away, in fact, is a large, loud playroom filled with building blocks and half a dozen highly engaged patrons. So this is a little bit exceptional for a museum.
So museums are typically hands-off, but we thought it was important with this one to be very hands-on.
The playroom is way more than just a diversion. Brick by Brick wants to erase lines between play and work, kid and grown-up, high art and utilitarian tool. Legos first premiered in Denmark in 1949 and fit politely under the umbrella of Scandinavian design trends, melding form and function all the way from eco-friendly urban planning to resplendent can openers. Decker says the exhibit ties in with the museum's ongoing efforts to shift its focus back to Alaska and communities of the far north.
I think it's safe to say that we're rethinking all of our gallery spaces. We know that no longer are there these distinct boundaries between disciplines, between art, science, and history. We know that our job is really just to talk about Alaska as part of the north, to talk about place and the environment. And I don't think you can do that in boxes.
And Decker says the tendency to mix art with utility has always been a part of the northern tradition. Whether it's intricate ivory tools, baskets woven with grass and baleen, or perhaps someday, a Lego-based dog sled. For KSKA, I'm Zachariah Hughes.